Hi, we've just been to the Eyewitness exhibition, 20th century Hungarian photographers, which I think probably to many people would just sound desperately, desperately dull. But actually, it was just a stunning exhibition. The thing that attracted me initially was I had one of my all-time favourite photographers, Andrew Curtis, and it's just awesome to be able to stand there and see these images that I don't know when you sometimes when you actually bear witness to things that have moved you, you might not even realize at the time that they have done, and then you stand there looking at them, you realize just what they mean to you. His images are probably not the most obvious of images to a lot of people, but, they've been with me for a long time, and I was just honoured to see them, really. And there was quite a range of imagery, some very well-known Robert Capa stuff, and again, some absolutely stunning images there, some that have been widely discussed through the years. Just really interesting range of work. What was interesting though is that you look at this stuff, and when you look close up, technically, I suppose, to use perhaps a somewhat useless term, some of it's a bit ropey, to be honest. It's not unreasonable. These are images from people who started off life as amateurs. They're probably a bit of a lucky thing that some of the negatives have even continued through to current day. When you look at them close up, they're riddled with flaws. One that I can think of in this exhibition was technically, it was naive. It was the early days of photography, I suppose. Two negatives sandwiched together, one to get the sky. That the guy wanted one to get the actual story, the narrative. You think about how easy it is to do that kind of thing nowadays in digital technology, where customers routinely just say, "Oh, just drop that person in there; it'll be all right," you know. But anyway, it was just great to see this work. Most of it from the early part of the last century. But also a reminder, and a fitting reminder for me, that I don't want to sound like some sort of Luddite here, but sometimes technology moving on isn't always the best thing. Sometimes you lose something in the wash. When I first started taking photographs many, many years ago, I had a couple of old Nikons. They were called Nikomats, and they were basically cut down Nikon bodies. They had a simple center weighted exposure system, no automation at all. But on the front of them, you'd stick good quality prime Nikon lenses. And then it was up to you. You got the exposure right, you had to think about what you were doing. But the lens was what would make or break it, I suppose. And it was good, simple photography. And through the years, I suppose I've stuck with Nikons. I think they're great. Canon's a great deal. I mean, all this technology is marvellous. But somewhere along the line, I lost the appeal of going out and taking photos, because it just got all too complex. Now, recently, I've just stepped back a bit, started using a camera that has no autofocus, rangefinder camera, simple exposure system, center-weighted exposure system, fixed lenses. Quality lenses, and I'm absolutely loving it. So, that's all I'm going to say. Just watch these spaces. You'll see it on the blog soon.